say that historically, the label the Brethren was something that the men of yesteryear never liked. It's not big B, brethren. It's that we are small B, brethren. Brothers and sisters in Christ. One of the things that we have to learn is simply to have a conviction by the Spirit of God that these things are principles by which we stand. And these four prongs is the litmus test for any gathering of believers as to whether they are gathered on the basis of the Word of God. That is the test. It is not, and I think we need to eliminate from our vocabulary, well, this is what the brethren say, or the brethren do this, and we need to substitute, well, this is what the Word of God says, because then it puts us on safe ground. Because you see, if I think that this is something that is a feature or characteristic of the brethren, when I disagree with the brethren, then I can pick up and go over there with that other group because I agree more with what they're doing. But if that group over there and this group of believers here are gathering on the basis of these four prongs, we can say they are safely on scriptural ground. And I think that that's where we have to be. Now, I want to just jump ahead to say one other thing. In Timothy, turn to 2 Timothy. And we'll come back to this at the end of the study, but I think it's important just to interject this here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form or outline of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall also be able to teach others. And then lastly, in chapter 3, in verse 14, and this is the day of the last days, and he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So it is the Word of God that is what we rely upon. But then, young people, it's also having the assurance that the brethren who are sitting here are teaching you what the Word of God says. And Paul was saying to Timothy, hold fast to those things. You know why you can hold fast? Because you're assured of them. Why? Because Brother Chuck said it? No. Because he turned you to the Word of God and showed you in plain English, this is what it means. So you are assured of those things, knowing, and this is now the credibility of the brethren, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So we need to have this conviction in our souls, young people, that we gather based upon what the Word of God says. Not that we are interpreting something and this one, no, this is what the Spirit of God has revealed, and it has been deposited into your hands, and you have to tenaciously hold on to it, young people. You will be challenged in school, you'll be challenged by the youth group and ministries here and this and that, but you have to know assuredly that this deposit of truth has come by the Spirit of God. It is true. What do we say? The apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. And you should know, that should be seared into your mind. And to know that credible brethren, Paul was credible. Timothy could say, yes, I got this from the apostle. And he has passed it on. And now, young people, we are passing it on to you. Hold fast to it and don't let it go.
One over here.
Okay,
I've had this question asked to me quite a few times, and I'm not sure how to answer it. And because I attend a Catholic school, most people don't even know themselves. They ask me, is the Bible, do we interpret the entire Bible or take it literally? And if both, where do we draw the line? For example, if I were to say we interpret the Bible, they would start attacking, saying maybe the creation was made to be interpreted as a kind of power that God has, or something like that.
Well, I certainly would say that the Lord Jesus ought to be the prime example with us when we look at Old and New Testament alike. And he referred to the Old Testament in a very real and literal way, time and time and time and time again. And so I think that we must, you know, there's people that say that the Bible contains the Word of God. That's an awful error. The Bible is the Word of God. I must be able to distinguish between what has been written to me and what has been written to others. Everything hasn't in the Bible been written for the Christian dispensation. There is the dispensation of Israel. There was the dispensation of innocence, of Adam, and so on. But I believe that we hold literally that the Bible is the Word of God. It is God-breathed, we read in 2 Timothy, and we live and move by that which the Lord has given to us. So I don't have a line here. I think there's many people that would like to do away with just such things as creation, the book of Genesis. We said this in the meeting the other night. The seeds of what we value are all seen in the book of Genesis. That's redemption by blood, of the creation of man, of marriage. Everything that we value, really, in this dispensation now, we see the seeds of it in the book of Genesis. So I don't know whether that helps you any.
It's a little bit a time ago, but I want to say something to what Chuck said. Man chose the one who's educated, but God chose the one educates the one who he's chosen. I think that's the main difference to man and God.
Well, I think it leads us, and I want you to hold your place, because I had also turned to 2 Timothy. I'm looking at my watch here, time's ticking by. And I think there's some really, really important things we have to say about the writings of the Apostle Paul. It is in the writings of Paul that you are going to find the teaching as to the assembly. It is in his writings, and I'm thinking of where the brother has just taken us, you're going to find that the Spirit of God through Paul does not make much of men. He makes everything of Christ. If there is something that it's been given, it comes from the head. If there are gifts that were given, they come from a risen Christ to men. And, well, man has a tough time accepting this because I'm somebody. I do have something to give. And the Lord says, well, wait a minute. And so Paul's teaching today, if you present the teaching of Paul in the world that you live in today, you're going to run into opposition. I can assure you of that. I'll tell you what, Paul ran into the same thing. And this is verse 15 of 2 Timothy 1. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Why was that? Does this mean that they no longer accepted the position of being a Christian in this world? I don't think so. But I think that Paul's ways, as given by the Spirit of God, men began to turn from that long, long ago.